I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday ruled unanimously states cannot invoke a 19th century Civil War era constitutional provision to keep Donald Trump or any other candidate off the ballot, saying only Congress has that power. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ruling ends bids by dozens of states to end the Trump candidacy.
I think it's a very big day for America.
Trump says it's the right decision, one that'll be talked about for centuries.
The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that.
What political analyst Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College thinks the court saw is a politically fraught case.
Just not wanting any part of this particular hot potato.
The court will hear arguments next month on whether Trump can be prosecuted on election interference charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ships will have to obtain a permit from Yemen's Houthi-controlled Maritime Affairs Authority before entering Yemeni waters, a Houthi official said on Monday. Houthi militants have repeatedly launched drones and missiles against international commercial shipping in the Gulf of Aden since mid-November, saying they are acting in solidarity with Palestinian militant group Hamas against Israel's offensive in Gaza. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. As French lawmakers voted that abortion should be protected by the French Constitution, supporters and opponents of the measure gathered at opposing demonstrations on Monday. Abortion rights are more widely accepted in France than in the United States and many other countries, with polls showing around 80% of French people support a women's right to an abortion.